And he used to come on our show all the time before he became Prime Minister.
All the time. He would have banter. He loved to laugh.
Ellen, will you vote Labor if I bronze up?
Come on, Erin.
You know what? It's only one vote. It won't count anyway. Yes, yes, I will.
Oh, God.
So he got out the fake tan to try to...
The times when we used to laugh together.
He got a spray tan just so that Erin would vote for him.
Yeah.
And then Erin wrote a column for the Daily Telegraph.
Well, no, not straight away. But also, can I just give a tiny bit of background? We used to text. In fact, he once called me when I was at home from his prime ministerial plane and Eliza was in the background and we had a laugh.
Right.
And
so
we've had this great relationship for so long.
Erin does a column at bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly, every second week.
In the Daily Telegraph.
Correct. And I'm like, it's hard to come up with bloody ideas to write it.
All
like
right.
You're constantly scrounging. Half the time you're making stuff up because it's tough, you know, writing a column. So
back in, was it February? When did you write?
Start
of March. You wrote a column, the headline, and it's an unbelievably attractive photo of Erin. What the hell is that? My God. Anyway, and the headline is, "Trust me, Elbow, it's over. I'm breaking up with you."
Right, there it is.
And see, that
And we wonder why he's never come on our show since.
Okay.
We wonder why.
The article was about stupid tax things for people that don't even get impacted, i.e. me.
Why would he come on?
But I didn't write that headline, and if you actually read my column, Labor government, and it says, I'm breaking up with you.
Personal.
And it said, but you know, it's out of left field, given we're never in a rock-solid committed relationship.
Hang on. I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, but to
you
the Labor government, not to Albo.
And he is the Labor government.
You try writing a political column every 2 weeks and finding something where you're not trying to offend people.
Now we don't get any government money.
It gets worse. I've tried since, right? I've tried.
How many texts have you sent him? So many.
Well, not so many, but
15.
Okay. So from that moment, the 6th of April, so it was a month, no contact.
Yeah.
I sent him a video.
Did you apologise directly after the article?
I'm not going to apologise. Why would I apologise? There's nothing in my article that's wrong.
Right, so a month later, nothing?
I sent him a video, nothing.
Yep.
A week after that, I sent him a screenshot of my computer screen where I'd written something complimentary. He didn't reply. I then sent him a link to the buying of Bushmasters for Ukraine saying, "Hi, PM, have you seen this?" He didn't reply. I then sent him a clip of an opening editorial I did on my show on the 21st of April where I defended him against some accusations made towards him.
Well, and you brought up the accusations.
But the corresponding text to that video was 21 of April. "So I feel like a stalker. But thought you might appreciate this, .. No reply."
Can you tell that he's read them?
He's definitely read them. Look, I remember once when this cricketer didn't message me back and Roz Kelly at 9 told me that he might have broken all his fingers. Albo has not broken his fingers.
He has been busy, though. Busy going on every other show in the country. That's what he's been busy doing.
And we invested so much in him when he was nothing.
What can we
to
do?
Ensure that we get access to him when he was
We're
something.
We're going to get him by the end of
and
the
I've
week.
And I've now completely screwed it. But surely he could not be that sensitive to a stupid article, a column about tax stuff that doesn't even impact people. Surely he's not going to be too sensitive to that. Like, we weren't even dating. And if we were dating,
Elbow.
I wouldn't have written a column to break up. I would have done it in person.
Elbow.
In fact, I wouldn't have broken up with him
Elbow.
If we were dating.
Elbow.
Prime Minister.
Elbow, we made you and we can break you.
Yep, that's it. Wrong message.